Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning. How fun it is just to be outside today. This is fantastic. This is fantastic. Hey, I cannot tell you how excited I am to be here today. What a day today represents. Our church was started in a home Bible study at my parents' house, and it became an official church in 1980. In fact, where's my dad at? Gary, there's the founder, one of the founder families. Okay, all right. Okay. He is an example of if God can use anybody, he can use you. Amen to that. My dad and I have a great relationship. But the first pastor in 1980 had the foresight and vision to purchase some property for our church, even when we were just 40 or 50 people. And Pastor Dwayne Jones purchased the 7 acres, 4 of which our church sits on, 3 of which Mr. Miyagi's property sits on. We sold Mr. Miyagi his 3 acres. We have the right of first refusal on that to purchase it when he's ready. But Dwayne Jones had the vision to do that. And then as our church finished that building in 1993, God gave a vision for a campus where our community would come by the boatloads every week to do a variety of fun events where we can have an opportunity to develop relationships with people with the hope that we can share the love of Jesus with them. And so this property is a property, I'll tell the story in just a second. If you don't know, this 6 acres that we're sitting on, which goes from that fence right there all the way to Bell Road and then around behind Mr. Miyagi's property, or in front of Mr. Miyagi's property, that's the 6 acres that our church owns. And we're going to build a park here. And so we're wrapping up. The reason I'm so excited here, one of the reasons, is because we're wrapping up a 3-year vision campaign, and it's been called All In. Okay, All In. And you can see the symbols there. There's 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Well, remember that story in the Bible. The disciples asked Jesus, how do we feed this group of 5,000? And Jesus said, just feed them. And they said, well, and we don't have anything. And Jesus said, what do you have? And they found a little boy that had 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus blessed it. And the point was, God can take what you have and bless it and multiply it. And so we've been talking about, hey, let's go all in on this vision and see what God does. And it's been a wonderful 3 years. This spring, we are wrapping up the 3-year vision of the All In campaign. And I want to share with you the results of what God has done these last 3 years. But we have to first understand that the All In campaign is part of a bigger vision that we established 3 years ago. And that larger vision is called what? Vision what? 10, 11, 12. Okay? 10, 11, 12, they each stand for something. And this is a God-sized vision that he has led our leaders to engage in and risk for and to put our faith in because we believe God is going to do some incredible things. Let's walk through vision 10, 11, 12 just for a minute so you understand where the all-in fits into vision 10, 11, 12. The number 10 stands for 10 projects that we believe God is leading Auburn Grace to accomplish. And here are the 10 projects. We want to send 4 families from our church full-time onto the mission field. We believe God is not just going to call our church to support mission work around the world, but he's going to give us the opportunity to call out families, to equip them, and to send them right here from Auburn Grace. So that's 4 projects that we want to do. We also want to develop 4 church planting teams. We believe there are people in our region, there are people around the world that need to hear about Jesus, and we need more churches that proclaim Jesus, and we want to participate in the launching of 4 churches. So we have 4 missionaries, 4 churches, that's 8 of our 10 projects, and then the last 2 projects are 2 campus build-outs, one of which is Grace Park. And we're praying that God soon would open up the opportunity for us to be able to acquire Miyagi's building. And that's the second campus build out that we're doing. So there's the 10 projects. Man, that's a big list, isn't it? I mean, that's That's a step of faith right there. And we realize, wow, God, we can't do that alone. We need definitely your help. But that's a big size project. In fact, it's so big, the number 11 is $11 million to do all that. Okay? $11 million. Does anybody have $11 million? They've come this morning. Okay? Right? Even if we all gave all of our money, we may not reach that number. Again, that's a God-sized number that we want to accomplish. And here's why. Because we want to leave Auburn Grace to the next generation completely debt-free. We don't want to burden the next generation of God's family and God's leaders here. So our goal is by 2032, all of the projects will be completed and everything will be debt-free so that we can hand it off to the next generation and they can take it from there wherever God leads it. So the $11 million is going to help put four missionary families on the field. You know, today, it's really expensive to send a missionary family. We have the Mallorys in Japan, and their annual budget is $150,000. So can you imagine just going on the mission field? When I was a kid, people would come to our church and say, we're going to Africa, and I need like $10,000 a year. And now it's like $150,000. So it's going to cost us tens of thousands. We're not going to support them fully. We're not going to support them forever, but we're going to be part of the plan. It's going to cost tens of thousands of dollars to send four missionaries. To plant four churches is going to literally cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, because to get a facility, to get a space, to get a staff, it's going to be very, very expensive. And then our two campus buildouts are going to be very expensive. And so that's the three big projects. And plus, when we remodeled our facility in 2015, we took a little bit of debt to do that. And so the goal is by 2032, the $11 million will pay all of that off, and we can be proud to pass the baton of our faith and our work here at Auburn Grace to the next generation, and the whole thing can be completely debt-free. And that's a good vision. But again, that's a monster of a mountain right there. I love that song we sang, God, you can move mountains. Well, there's one right there. There's a mountain right there. But you know what? He's doing it. He's doing it. Now, the number 12 stands for 12 years. We don't believe God's going to have us do all 10 of these projects in a year or two. So we're taking the long approach. God's going to supply year by year. So what we've done is we've taken the 12 years and we've divided into three-year chapters. And you can see on the screen, if you can see that, there's three chapters, and each chapter is a three-year period. We're wrapping up the all-in chapter this spring. In fact, June the 30th is the official end of the 3 years of the all-in vision campaign. And then in the fall, at Thanksgiving, we're going to introduce the second chapter, which we're calling Momentum. Momentum. Let's keep the momentum going. And so what we're trying to do is each chapter, we're trying to send one missionary onto the field. We're trying to plant one church, and we're trying to get a good start on a build-out project. Our goal this time was that we would have the permits to build out Grace Park. In this three-year period, we were asking God to help us get to the place where we can get the permits to build out Grace Park. So there's 12 years. So we're not super anxious. We're not trying to get it all done in 1 year or 5 years even. We believe God is going to do this over the long haul. But this is what the 12 years stands for. And we are wrapping up this first campaign of the All In. It started in November of 2020. And it's ending June 30th of 2023. So let's talk just for a minute about how we've done. We sent the Mallorys to Osaka, Japan. How many of you love the Mallorys? They're just awesome, aren't they? A young family in our church. When we put the call out that we believe God's going to raise up families from our church to send out to make Jesus famous somewhere in the world, the Mallorys felt the call. They went through about 3 years of training and fundraising, and now they're in their second year in Osaka, Japan, and they're doing really well. And this is a recent photo of Kyler and Claire Mallory. They're your representatives in Osaka, Japan, and they're having a wonderful, wonderful time there. So praise the Lord. So that's project one is complete. So now we're down to nine projects. The second project is Grace Park. We're trying again to get to the point where we could get our permits, submitting them in May. Here's why. In May of 2022, we had our first big meeting with the county. How many of you ever built anything in Placer County? Okay? Or had anything built? Okay? I want you to know we have received great favor from the county for this project. Auburn is an outdoor recreation space community, and we are lacking in nice outdoor community recreation spaces. So when they heard that we want to build a park, not for ourselves, but for the community, so that we can use it as a tool to build relationships, they got excited about that, and they've been helpful through this process. We'll hear more just about that in a minute. The vision for Grace Park is very simple. It's the same vision we've had for years and years and years, is to use our facilities as tools to build relationships with people. Our vision here is that we would intentionally build relationships with people so that we can help them connect, grow, and serve, connect to the Lord. We have somebody on our staff that manages all of the outside groups that meet at our facility. I don't know if you know this, but there are constantly outside groups. We have the high school football banquet here, the high school volleyball girls banquet here. We have sheriff's meetings here. We have homeowners associated meetings here. We have AA. We have all kinds of wonderful community events, community groups that meet at Auburn Grace. Why? Because we want to build a relationship with them so that someday we can tell them about Jesus. We want to use our facility as a tool, and we believe Grace Park, if we do it right, we can use this dirt as a place to help people come to know Jesus. And so we're trying to build out Grace Park. That's the vision for Grace Park, that it's a community to share the good news, and we'll see people following Jesus as a result. Can I just tell you a quick story? At our church, we rent out our space to the Red Cross to do blood drives. Okay, and they had a blood drive about 2 years ago there. And somebody that was attending the blood drive was waiting in our foyer for their time to arrive. As they were waiting in the foyer, they started looking at our material on the wall. And they grabbed a little card that said, "Hey, download our church app." Okay? And that individual took our church app, took that card and took it home. And over a period of time, finally gave in to God's pressure, downloaded the church app, began to watch our services online, started coming to Auburn Grace, rededicated his life to the Lord, and now serves in our ministries here. Okay? That's how we can use a facility to help people come to know the Lord and encounter Jesus. Now, what's going to happen here at Auburn Grace at this Grace Park? Well, this 6 acres is going to have all kinds of venues. It's going to have a soccer field. It's going to have a baseball field for kids. It's going to have a walking path and a gathering space for events. And it's going to have a playground and a splash park, hopefully. And it's going to have a walking path all the way around. So, folks, I don't know if you noticed the construction across the street behind the convalescent hospital, but they're putting in 858 senior care senior care units. And we're going to invite them to come to our park and do their walks and have their prayer, and there's a prayer garden that they can pray together. And so it's just going to be a great, great community event with all these different venues. And so we're excited about that. We'd like you to keep praying for the projects of the All In and the Grace Park. We're praying now that God would bring us a ministry leader that knows how to use a park to reach people for Jesus. This is happening. This kind of project is happening all over the country. Some of my friends are doing the exact same thing in different states, and they're learning how to create a staff position so that when we open up the park, we can intentionally build relationships with people. Let me tell you how we do that. One way we can do that is by providing our own kids' sports leagues. And fathers and mothers in our church will be the coaches. And when we bring kids in to have leagues, our coaches will be people from our church. Our referees will be people from our church. The snack bar hosts will be people from our church. And as they're gathering these kids, we can share devotions with them, and we can share Jesus with them, and we can invite their families to come to know him. So that's one of the examples that we can use. So we need to pray for a ministry leader. We need to just pray that as we continue forward with the plans with the county, that they'll continue to show favor with us, and that God will allow this project to go through. So you can keep praying for us. You know, as we look at Grace Park, at the end of All In campaign, one of the aspects of the All In campaign is that we prayed that God would bring 100 strategic partners to the All In campaign. And a strategic partner, you can see the three little icons. A strategic partner is a family, a person, or a business that will pray for the all in, that God would be glorified and it would happen. They would give as God provides, and they would volunteer as the opportunity presented itself. We were praying for 100 strategic partners in the last 3 years. And as we wrap up this last 3 years, I want you to know we had 138. Okay, so we had 138. So God has blessed us not only with favor in the county, but He's blessed us with people that, if you're a strategic partner for the All In campaign, I just want to say thank you to you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your volunteering if you did that. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for keeping this project constantly before the Lord. I really believe that that's what has gained us favor with the people that we need to gain favor by. So 138. And I just want you to know, if you're a strategic partner for the All In campaign, you're done. Okay? You've completed your commitment. So thank you. Thank you. We're wrapping up this campaign June 30th. We are releasing all of our strategic partners and saying thank you to you for your prayers and for your support over these last 3 years. But you are done. Let's give our strategic partners a hand. They're really great. And when we start Momentum, the next chapter, we'll be asking for strategic partners again. So maybe you want to be a part of this and be a prayer partner and be a strategic partner. We'll talk more about that later. Let's talk money just for a moment. You'll notice there's no offering plates up here. We're not taking an offering here this morning. But I want to tell you how God has provided. Our goal for these first 3 years for the All In campaign was that God would bring in $2 million of the $11 million. And that God would do that through gifts, that God would do that through people contributing stocks or assets, or people would put us in their estate planning. We were just praying, God, out of the $11 million, would you please supply $2 million of it? Because I know that when Grace Park gets permitted, we have people in the community that have asked us to come and make presentations to them so that people and groups in the community could donate to the park. So we're not asking our church to come up with $11 million. We're not asking our church to come up with all the costs of the park. As soon as we get our permits, we have some appointments that we're going to make. But during this last 3 years, we were asking God to raise up $2 million. And as of today, we have $1.85 million given. Okay, praise the Lord. And we have a $100,000 matching gift waiting out there in the wings with us. And so what we're praying is that as people give between now and June 30th, and again, it can be gifts, it can be stocks, it can be assets, it can be putting us in your estate planning, that if we could match the $100,000, that would make our total $2,050,000 and put us over the top. So we're praying that that will happen by the end of June. But look what God has done. He's provided for us and He's been so faithful, again, demonstrating that that He really wants this park to move forward. And so we're excited about that. We're excited about that. Let me take just a second and tell you one more story. When this property, the previous owners of this 6 acres was the Assembly of God Church in town. And the Assembly of God Church wanted to build their facility on this property. And they started their permit process about the same time we started our permit process on our property. And they just got hung up time and time and time again, primarily because of the canal. They were trying to build the big buildings with parking lots, and the county was not in favor of all of that washing down into the canal. And so finally, the Assembly of God Church gave up and they purchased another church in town and remodeled that and they moved there. So this property sat vacant for a while. At the same time, our leadership team, our elder board, was continuing to review the 20-year vision, and part of the 20-year vision was to acquire Miyagi's and to acquire this. And so we set out to have in writing from the Assembly of God Church that if you ever sell this piece, we want to buy it from you. Well, about a month went by after that decision was made, and before we even contacted them, Kevin Ziegemeier, who's in real estate, Praisel gave me a call on a Wednesday. I think it was a Wednesday morning or a Thursday morning. And he said, hey, this property is on the market and has been on the market for 7 days. And so here's the name of the contact person, the real estate agent, who happened to be an elder in that church. So I called the elder, and he was driving around. I said, can you please stop by? I want to share with you our vision for the land. And so he came by, and he informed me that the property had been for sale for 7 days. They had received 4 offers on it. They were asking $400,000. They received 7 offers on the property. And they were then said, okay, we want a cash payment. And 4 of the 7 came back and said, we'll give you cash. One of them said, we'll pay you $450,000 cash. But I stood right out there in the parking lot, and I shared with him our vision, long-term vision. This was in 2004. Okay? And I shared with him his vision, and he said, I love your vision, but we're meeting tomorrow night as a board to decide which of the 4 we're going to give the property to or sell it to. So if you want to make an offer, you have to come down to my office tomorrow and make an offer on the property. So I called the elders. What do you want me to do? What should I do? And they all said, go make an offer. So I drove down to his real estate office the next day. It was Friday. And I said, look, this is what we can do. We'll pay you the original asking price of $400,000, but we need you to finance it for 5 years, not pay cash, because we were at one service, about 250 people at that time in our church. And we only want to make one payment a year, because I don't want money to be the face of Auburn Grace. I don't want money to always be out. So we're going to do it one time a year. We'll take an offering and we'll give you the offering. We think we can pay it off in 5 years. So he went to his board and presented our offer. He called me Saturday morning and he said, we've accepted your offer. Okay, we accepted your offer. Because they wanted to see the property used for God's work. So I stood up in church the next day, because people were praying about this when they heard that it was up for sale. And I said, guess what? They accepted our offer. And everybody stood up and went, yay. And then I said, and our first payment's due in 30 days. And they all sat down. They all sat down really quick. Okay? The church had asked us to make a payment within 30 days, because if we weren't able to buy it, they wanted to get back to the other offers. It was July. I don't know if you know much about July when it comes to church attendance and offerings, but July tends to be one of the lowest attended months and one of the lowest giving months of this yearly cycle. So I stood up and I said, listen, in 3 weeks, we're going to take an offering, and I'm praying that $100,000 will come in. Now, our church was about 250 people. Our budget, I think, was about $600,000 at the time. So that's a big ask. It's a big ask. And 3 weeks later, we took an offering, and God brought in $110,000, okay? Yeah. And so we gave that to the church. We told everybody, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we told them we're dropping this off the table because we don't want it to always be about money. We brought it back the next year. Another $100,000 came in the next year. And in 4 years, we paid off the building. We paid cash for it in 4 years. So God has clearly showed us that this is part of the vision here. There is no doubt in our minds that the 25-year vision that started back in the 80s, and now it's like 40 years later, that God is still doing it. He's still doing it. That was 2004. And then we said, okay, let's start building. And God just didn't open the door. Didn't open the door. Didn't open the door. And so we're praying and saying, okay, God, what's the plan? And I think what the plan was, a church of 250 people could not probably handle the size of ministry that it's going to require to have Grace Park. So he's taken 15 years to triple our size so that now we can have the sustainability to handle a project this size. And so now, a couple years ago when we started Vision 10, 11, 12 and we started the All In campaign, God is just opening the doors to tell us that this is the time. Look how things are going. And God has been providing even the resources. I really hope that you don't feel like we're always talking about money for Grace Park. We do it once in the spring, like today. We do it once in the fall at our Thanksgiving dinner. And we try to let it die on the table for the rest of the year, because I do not want anybody coming to Auburn Grace and hearing us always talk about money. But look what God has done. He's done a great thing. He's done a great thing. I also just want to let you know that because God has been so gracious, and because of your generosity, that God has done some great things. I want to publicly thank, you know, Tom Bowen, who is our financial consultant to me for our church, has been a tremendous help over the years. Kristen Davis has been just a tremendous help. When we remodeled our facility, we decided we wanted to pay it off as quickly as we can. And so we tried every year to make an additional principal payment, because it's a 30-year loan. We don't want to take 30 years to pay it off. Remember, by the next generation, we want it paid off. And so we were able to make extra payments between 2015 and 2022, to the extent that we saved ourselves $350,000 in interest over the course of the loan. So that's a good decision. Okay, if we can pay an extra payment once a year. But because of your generosity and God's provision, in last year in 2022, we had a surplus of all-in funds. And so what we did was we took a huge chunk of what God has provided, what you have given, and we paid down a huge chunk of the principal. And we make extra payments now every month, not just once a year. And so now we are on course to save an additional $1 million in interest over the course of the year. Okay? Which total, if we keep pace, by 2032, paying it all off, we will have saved over $1.4 million just in interest that we're no longer paying. So again, I can't tell you how humbled and how thrilled and how grateful we are as a leadership team for God's provision and your generosity, because these last 3 years have just been incredible. Going through the COVID season, going through all of that junk, you have stayed faithful and you've stayed generous. And I just want to personally thank you, because God has done it. And we're just in financially a really, really good place when it comes to the all-in campaign. And so we're so grateful for what you've done today. We have some exciting news. I'm going to have Kevin Ziegemeier come up and share that news. And then he's going to pray for the project. And then we're going to sing a song. And then we'll have some closing remarks. So Kevin, come on up. And Kevin Ziegemeier, Chuck Townsend. Where's Chuck Townsend at? Stand up, Chuck. Where's he at? Right here. Okay, let's give these guys a hand. These are our two elders that are heading up the project to get the permits to the county. And as you know, a project like this, getting through all the details of all the tests and all the surveys and all the studies, it's mind-blowing. And they have just driven that point to give this announcement today.
Thank you for that. This is an exciting day, a very exciting week ahead. The plan is this culmination of a year-long process. We've studied every bug, every plant, the historic uses, on and on and on. We've done that in compliance to the list given by the county to us. Say, do these things, and let's assess the overall impact this park would have on you, or pardon me, the community. So commissioned those. They're at completion point now. We submit on the 26th, so that's next week. So you can be praying pointed prayers next week. We want those reports, and we want to enjoy the favor of the folks at the county. We know we enjoy God's favor. We want Him to work in the hearts, the minds, and us to enjoy their favor. We still have some things that are variations where they could, for example, go through some of those reports prepared and suggest that an additional study on native grasses, native growth, would need to be performed over all seasons, covered in 12 months. We really would prefer not to add 12 months to the process. So you can help me pray that we would enjoy it and in their favor, and that additional report wouldn't be required. We have some issues with what we do at the canal. One would be pedestrian crossings from our church parcel. Another would be encasement, but there's issues that would come with that. Again, we want favor. if we go in casement or in which direction, there was a requirement to add additional width to the pavement of Deseret, right at Bell, for a turn lane, and yet we've been told we can't park over there. We'd like to just have that requirement go away. Let us figure out a way to just put the appropriate signs, the bollards, the whatever, so that people don't park there, because you don't want them to park, but you're asking us to put a lane because you think they're going to park, even though they're not supposed to park. So, little nuanced things like that. You can wrap it all up into that we would enjoy their fare. It really is an exciting time. I look at this, I've walked this property so many times, and in vivid living color, I see kids at play. I see just, and hear the noise. I see our seniors that Phil spoke of coming over here and having a place where they can see that activity and enjoy that. And they can pray for students and the youth of our neighborhood that they don't know personally, that they will come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And we would just see a revival on this hallowed ground. We're lacking this thing with prayers for our community. This is hallowed ground. That people would have that sense of security and safety, that they would sense God's presence here, because we're constantly inviting God to just from the soil up to permeate this space. I don't know that he asked me to say all that, so.
Yeah, well, that's great. Right.
Heavenly Father, God, we are so thankful to be chosen to be here. God, that you brought us into your kingdom, and that we have an opportunity to lean in and participate in what you're doing. God, we do want to be kingdom builders. We want to see anything that you entrust to us, the church facility, how we committed to using it to bless the community and those around us. God, that same paradigm to be involved here at Grace Park. The goal of an opportunity to meet our neighbors, to develop relationships, to display acts of kindness and generosity to them. God, to earn the right to share the hope that's within us. Heavenly Father, we do pray for the favor of those at the county. We pray for our neighbors here that they would advocate for us, that they would also promote Grace Park to the planning committee. Heavenly Father, God, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's sing one more song before we close today.